Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh man, what a lovely song by BB and CC Winans, The Siblings. Oh man, all-time faves. Still is the title of that song, T featuring TK Zama with Holy Spirit before it. A very good afternoon. Welcome to the third and final hour of the program. It's been a hectic but definitely fun one. But what would a Thursday without all things legal be?
Yeah.
No. Like, I mean, a Thursday without Legal Junction.
Ah, there's no Thursday.
I can't imagine it.
There's no Thursday without law.
I can't imagine.
Never.
Mr. Siyabonga joining me once again this afternoon on the Legal Junction.
Yes.
And if you watch our Facebook lives, you'll always see how he's got his papers and his pen.
Yeah.
He's a scholar for real. always writing,
yes,
making sure that everything is intact. We appreciate that, Mr. Siyabonga.
Yes, how are you doing, Luke?
I'm good. I'm good, busy. And
yeah,
I must say, I'll tell you off air, but I finally fixed that thing with that institution.
Okay. I'm happy.
Today only.
Yeah, no.
So girls going back to school.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm so excited.
We must learn.
We must learn.
Yeah.
So how are you doing? How have you been?
Hey.
Last time we had a chat, you were in a very difficult situation.
Yeah, last week was involved in an accident, but by God's grace,
you survived it.
Yeah, for sure.
We're
only
really
God is great.
I mean, what would we do without you?
Yeah, no.
So today, I believe we are continuing and we are wrapping up maintenance. Because I think over the past 2 weeks, we have focused a lot more on, I should say, child and spousal maintenance.
Yeah, we're looking more into when can a spouse claim maintenance.
Yes.
And also we looked into child maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy that there's a very good response. I do get calls even when I'm off air to say, you know what? What you guys are doing on the Legal Junction is great.
Wow,
continue
that's
doing the
good.
Great work. Yeah. So we will continue teaching law on radio.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I am super excited about that. Now, now, Mr. SK, I asked you a question last week.
Yes.
And it was regarding a debate that oftentimes the community thinks is a community myth.
Yeah.
And you clarified last week that to our surprise, it's not a community myth. Not only is it biblical, but it's also legal as well.
For sure.
You know, Uguti, we need to take care of our parents.
Exactly.
You know, we always think, like I said, they took care of us because they brought us to the world and that's the end of it, you know. And we become pompous and prideful when we have to, should I say, return the favor. Because truth is, at that point, they're no longer as strong as they were.
True.
And even yourself, you can't live with the government social grant.
Yeah.
But we always say to ourselves, but I mean, they get paid, so why?
Yeah, you see the challenge, Luko. Sometimes we get to live life and forget that also one day we are going to grow old.
Hey.
You see?
Yay.
We become so selfish and forget that one of the days we will be old.
We'll be in that very same
position.
We'll be
in that position and will require assistance.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what does the law have a full voice in that regard? Does it address fully what we need to do as children? Is there responsibility legally over us?
It's a common law principle.
Mm.
Yes, that we have a prerogative responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just when I was driving here, my old lady called and said, "You know what? I do not have I do not have electricity."
Yeah. Yo. So we're dealing with a real life.
Just when I was coming to do radio, then I realized that, wow, exactly what me and Luko will be touching now is also affecting me.
Now I need to practice.
I have a prerogative responsibility too, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. So you had to buy mommy electricity.
I had to make sure that I buy electricity.
No, I love it. And I think also, when I'm Mr. Sakamela, I always say, it's easier done when we do it from the depths of our heart.
Yeah.
You know, I sometimes we probably feel the pressure because we don't want to. And so when it's brought to our attention, and when it's a request, then it feels like a burden.
Yeah.
But if we were to adopt it, even when I always say, when my mom calls and says, Ntehemtanam, it's easier because it's what I love doing.
True.
You know?
True.
It's not a case of, oh, she's heavy on me. I also, I'm not taking away the fact that there are also unreasonable parents who put too much pressure on their children.
Yes.
You know, while they're trying to survive, they're pressurizing them to do this, do that. They're in Stockfeld, they're in this, they're in that. Their parents who become that unreasonable. But we're talking about parents now who are saying, Danam, I've fallen short on my burial society.
Yeah.
That's an important thing. That's an important thing. They need that when they're no more. It's like an insurance.
But what's your view also, Luko, while we're still touching the issue of taking care of parents, to say, remember, we are now seskhulile manje.
Yes.
We've grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And we are married.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take about having to inform your partner or your spouse to say, hey, my mother wants this much, or I must spend this much? Do you really need to discuss it, or you must just take that sole decision?
For me, I feel it's something that needs to be...
to be communicated.
Yes. Discussed, communicated.
Yeah.
You need to be consulted with what happens to the household finances.
However,
I don't think you need to ask for permission.
Okay.
When I say ask for permission, I'm basically saying both parties need to be open to the idea of assisting the parents.
Yes.
So that when I bring it to you, I'm not asking for permission. I am alerting you, and we, yes, you agree to what needs to happen. I need, obviously, your buy-in to the finances that need to leave the home. But when I say not to be requested, I basically mean it needs not be a difficult discussion that you know, Guti, it's either they may or may not necessarily agree, because we don't have to.
I see.
But what I'm saying is we have a discussion so that the other party then says, hey, babe, I think you are overreaching in this. We won't be able to afford 3,000 rand.
Yeah.
We can do 2,000 rand. Maybe let's speak to mama, let's speak to dada, and explain to them that for now, this is how much we can do. So that's why the discussion needs to be had. So that, because remember, sometimes we can't say no to our family members.
That's true.
So you, Mr. Samuel, might not say, hey, ma, I can only afford this right now.
Yeah.
Because you want to make sure you do everything your mom asks you.
Mm.
Whereas if you consulted your partner, your wife, you would see the nitty gritties of what needs to happen also in the household, and see why you cannot necessarily afford to take on all the weight. So for me, it's a matter of there needs to be transparency.
Yeah. And I think it also comes, Luko, with the principles of Ubuntu.
Mm.
You see, we normally say here on the Legal Junction to say there's people that decides to be lawbreakers.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so it's also the issue of Ubuntu to say I have a prerogative responsibility to make sure that my parents are well, and it's something which most of the people, they were not aware that there is a common law principle that can compel you
to actually support.
And they even have a legal ground to can even approach a competent court.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
One might not be aware that the parent is at liberty to go that far.
Yes. You see.
Yeah. I think also, Mr. Gomez, it goes back to what I was saying. Some parents can really pull the lines. You know, I saw recently a gentleman who shared his story, and the family was quite angry with him. He was really under pressure, and he was saying, you know, it's sad because there are things I don't have. He says, I think I don't even own a car because I'm really trying to help my family. And he says, I've never really minded, but it hurt me more at a time where I was admitted in hospital and I got a call from my mom. He says the call was not really about me not being well and being in hospital. The call was about money that I needed to give
her. That needs to be sent.
And it's not that she did not know I was in hospital.
Yeah.
So it, and it's not that I did not have that money because I was in hospital.
Hmm.
But I would have appreciated that she reaches out to me and sees how I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because whether she had spoken about it or not, I would have still given her the money because that's what I do regularly.
Yeah.
You know? So what hurt him at that point in time, I think he felt as though, I'm taking care of you, mommy, because I love you. Mm. I would appreciate the reciprocation of love.
True.
Just check on me. How am I doing? The
yes.
money's still going to come through.
Yes.
It got worse, I think, when what broke the camel's back is when he put a screenshot. Mommy was asking him to open an account, clothing account, because she needed something for her uncle's funeral.
Mm.
On top of the money he had already paid to help with that funeral. So he was really taking straight to where I'm going at with this. Sometimes it's not even a question of children don't want to.
Yeah.
It's also when the parent is over entitled.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's the other issue, Luko, that we need to address to the parents also.
Mm.
To say, much that your children and you have a common law principle to can claim maintenance, but I think also the principle of Ubuntu must be applicable to them
you
too.
As well. Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly. To say, look, you were a professional, I get it.
Yeah.
But you're not going to live that same lavish life that you could afford.
Yeah.
What's important, like I always say, but for instance, my mother-in-law, one of the things I applaud my sister-in-law is how they've made sure she's still covered medically, you know?
Yeah.
A benefit she actually never had when she was working herself, you know?
Mm,
so I with that, I was like, you know what? This is really beautiful. This is a good gesture.
Yeah.
It's really commendable. That for me, those are the essential things that you can make sure that your parent is cut for as long as you can afford it.
Yeah.
Make sure that your parent as well is covered in that regard.
True. But like I say,
okay,
it will always take the principle of Ubuntu.
Yeah, yeah. Much as we know what the law says.
Yeah.
But what does Ubuntu say truly?
Exactly. Because remember here on the Legal Junction, Luko, we look also into the spirituality part of it to say what does the law says and what does the Bible says.
Yep.
You see, and we now intertwine the two and check a balance there.
Yeah.
You see, so we do have a responsibility to take care of our parents.
Mm.
We do have that responsibility.
True.
But again, like you say, they mustn't feel over entitled.
Yeah, yeah.
To say it's a must that my son or my daughter must do 1, 2, 3. Hence, I asked you, is it a good gesture that we engage spouses, or is it something that we can just shove it there and take
on
decisions
on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it can in many instances it can cause also some conflict.
It can.
Yeah.
You must also remember, Mr. Sakamiluguti, while we have to support our parents, we are also trying to figure out our lives.
True.
So it's not that every other family or adult that is working, it's not that they can actually even afford to do that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, like I'm saying, they're trying to find their feet. They've got children that they need to support because economic times are also not the same, you know. But I think where we are at here is we cannot escape that responsibility.
We can't.
As far and as much as you can, you have an obligation, legally,
yes,
spiritually.
Correct.
You must.
Yeah.
We mustn't call some.
Especially if the act make provision of such.
Please go over the act. so that we don't thumb suck this. I think let's go over the act.
Yeah, we still on Maintenance Act 99 of 1998.
Okay.
You see, where now we have touched several topics under this act, Luko. Mm-hmm. We have touched spousal maintenance, where we have a prerogative responsibility to take care of our spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Then the question was, who has that responsibility among spouses? Okay. Is it the husband?
Or is it the wife?
Is it the wife? Or together, must they jointly
support one another? And the answer is...
I wanted to give you the answer.
I believe the answer is both ways, actually.
It's both ways.
It's spousal support. It's not husband support. It's not wife support.
Yeah, but you see, spousal support, I understand. But okay. Also, let's look into the biblical aspect or the biblical part of it.
This is my take.
Yeah.
When you speak of provision.
Yeah.
I don't remember scripture speaking of a man as a provider. I remember it addressing Christ as our provider.
Amen.
Yes, he's the head of the family.
Yes.
But I speak under correction. I don't have a recollection of it speaking about a man being a provider.
Is it not common cause, Luko, that, us as men, we must make sure that we provide.
That's what it is. That's what it's common cause, like you're saying. Mm. But like I'm saying, we are also living in a society where economic times are not the same. It's beautiful when the husband knows that my family's got to be taken care of as a head of the family, as the head. Because truly speaking, if we are to look at it in the view that he's the head, he's the leader, he's the protector, he's the one that makes sure that things are in order.
And he's the one that must love.
Do you get my... But yeah. And love in its nature is sacrificial.
It comes also with giving...
My point exactly.
You see,
so it's provision. It's beautiful when we know that. It's beautiful when we know that it needs to happen in that way. But like I'm saying, because of economic times as well, I cannot be unfair as a wife and say when he no longer has the finances to head as he's been heading, or when he no longer earns what I earn, then it emasculates him.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm coming in to say we need to correct things. It's beautiful that the men in our lives know that I have a responsibility as a man, as the head of the home, to support. Which I think is why oftentimes the courts are filled with women looking for child support, because there is a missing link. He's supposed to, he's a dad. And as much as we also have our responsibilities to play. But where I'm going at with this, Mrs. Gamet, is to say, we know what the responsibility of a father is.
Yeah.
Men have fortunately tried to model that to us. That's why we're able to then submit to that leadership.
Yes.
But be that as it may, what happens when he can no longer provide that? Because of the economic times. I need to be in a position that says, we as a team can still do this together.
Yeah.
I can be the anchor for this time while he looks for more business.
True.
I can be an anchor for this time while I,
Amen.
But I don't want to preach, but at the end of the day, we need to compliment one another in that manner.
Yes.
To say, I understand your role. I know you want to do this. But you not being able to do it should not replace your manhood.
Yeah. I hear you.
So yeah.
Yeah, no, you're preaching.
Yeah. I think that's why also even in law, you'll hear, when let's say there's been a divorce, whatever the case may be, and the man doesn't work, the wife has is given an order to then support the other spouse.
Yeah, but in such instances, you find also pride will take course.
Yes.
Then you find that men, they do not exercise
their
legal rights.
True.
More than women. That is why you go to maintenance courts. Mm. You find that it's more women.
Exactly.
Actually, it's entirely women at maintenance courts. You'll never find
a man
queuing there saying, no, I want to get maintenance from... The mother of my children, she's not maintaining the children.
Very rare if you've ever seen
that. I've never seen such.
Guys, this man is in court almost every day.
I've never seen such. Then it tells you to say women are more vulnerable than men.
That's true.
Hence, you find scavengers that will go looking for richer women.
Yeah.
For purposes of just defrauding them money.
Ish.
Hence, I was asking, who has a prerogative responsibility to support? You see, because we the minute we mention teamwork, then we get scavengers that are lazy
taking
to
chances.
Work, taking chances.
Let's grab a glass of water and we'll be right back.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Are you part of our WhatsApp channel yet? Where we send you the word for today directly to your mobile for free every morning. The word for today is available in English and Afrikaans in text and audio format through our WhatsApp channel. To receive the link to become part of our WhatsApp channel, simply WhatsApp the letters RK to 082-657-2729 and we will forward it to you. Let's enjoy and spread God's word together.
And very good afternoon once again. Time is certainly flying today, because I'm having so much fun. Mrs. Eva Millen, I'm touching on a very sensitive topic. And I'm saying sensitive, Mr. SK, because I've seen a lot of people, even on social media, who feel as though when we speak, you know, especially with us in the black culture, they call it black tax.
Yes.
When we speak of it and how it's easy to do things for our parents, it's almost as if we're gloating because they don't have the greatest of relationships, perhaps, with their own parents. But today we are basically just discussing the importance of us taking care of our parents.
Yes.
You know, taking that responsibility upon yourself without feeling as if it's black tax.
Yeah.
Because then if you feel it is, then it feels very painful to do it.
Yeah.
You know, nobody likes paying tax, let's be honest.
It becomes a
We do it because it's the law, but we don't like doing it. Let's be honest.
Yes.
So one, for me, once you interpret it in that sense, then it almost as if you're finding difficulty and pain in doing it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I generally have an issue with that term, especially when somebody uses it loosely.
Yeah.
But also earlier on, we were talking about the consultation of, you know, your spouse. When you have to give. And I'm glad we did not say when the husband needs to give his mom or when the mom needs to give, the wife needs to give their mom or dad.
Yeah.
But it's a question of, should the other spouse be consulted?
Yes. And we just got a comment from one of our listeners, Nico. There's parents, actually there's spouses that do not agree to say either husbands or wives should take care of their parents.
While we are at that, I want to put this question out or make the statement.
Yes.
And I know our listeners listening, where we're choosing to make him anonymous right now.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind your name being mentioned, you can just let us know.
Yes.
But what I am at with this is, I find mostly it's going to be the wife that doesn't want the husband to support their parent, right?
Yeah.
But surprisingly enough, She supports her family,
but you see, it's
that's the weird part.
Yeah, hence we mentioned the issue of natural justice. We mentioned the principles of Ubuntu to understand, because certain things, it also shows your love to your in-laws.
Yep,
by agreeing to them.
Mm.
You see, then you find certain spouses not informing their spouse because they know that they will not agree that they take care of their parents.
So then they think about it. Then they become dishonest in the marriage because they have to. I mean, my mom brought me up. I cannot now get married and cannot be able to assist her.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah, but so then yeah. if I can't speak to my husband about it, I still want to do it. I still want to make sure my parents are taken care of. And so when I take out money without consulting the other spouse, I'm sowing dishonesty into the relationship.
I think,
but it's painful because I can't leave my parents just like that and not be able
struggling.
To help them. Exactly.
Maybe let's do this to those that are formalists to say, what is it that Luko and Siakamela are talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Let's refer them to case law.
Yes, please.
Oosthuizen versus Stanley.
Okay.
It's a decided case.
I love this.
That speaks to the responsibility of children to maintain their own parents, because
you're my favorite one.
People will just say we are here on the legal junction formulating our own things. The courts had to decide and set precedents over this issue to say there is a responsibility by children to support their own parents. And like I say, it will take God in us.
Yeah.
It will take grace. It will take principle of Ubuntu. For us as spouses to understand that taking care of our parents, it's actually another good gesture of attracting blessings.
It's a godly mandate.
It's a godly mandate. Do you understand? It's a godly mandate. Because you find people, Luko, in public trying to act this great. But you go to their homes where charity must begin.
Then and there's no charity.
You will cry tears. There's no charity. They don't take care of their parents.
They do all these philanthropic works.
Yes.
And we applaud them. They're givers, but
we praise
back
them.
Home,
back home, it's just sad.
Sure.
You see, so we have such a responsibility.
So what happened? What are the merits of that case?
The merits of this case, it was a parent that was struggling. Because remember, one of the reasons why you claim maintenance, Luko, you must prove dependence.
Okay.
You see, whether it's spousal, whether it's child maintenance, you must prove dependence that I solely depend,
cannot afford.
And I rely on my children to support me. You see.
Yep.
So this is what happened in Oosthuizen versus Stanley, where it was proved that indeed the parents relied solely on the children. And matter had to go on trial.
Okay.
Because they were arguing that they don't have a prerogative responsibility to take care of their parents.
So it wasn't a case of we don't have the money.
It was not the issue of we don't have money. It's not our responsibility. Sure. I don't have responsibility to take care of my parents. You see. Then the court had to decide. Hence, we have this decided case today.
So I think also what we need to be reminded here is what you need to be reminded of is we're not saying out of nothing, take out something. We're not saying if you don't have, like we're saying, you really are struggling to make ends meet, you're forced. But we're saying, you know your parent needs it. You know the difference it'll make.
Yes.
And you can actually afford it. Why not do it?
Why not do it? And I see also, Buntle, thank you. What is the court's view on absent parents? It's still the child's responsibility to look after a parent that never looked.
Ish. Good question.
Yeah.
Very good question.
Yeah.
Very good question.
It's what now scripture will say, do unto others
as it would have them do unto you.
As you expect them to do unto you. You see.
I think this is my answer from here. I think, Buntle, unfortunately, it really depends on the relationship, whether it was there or not.
Yeah.
It would be unfortunate to see the same parents who did not support you would now suddenly turn around
and demand
from you.
Yeah.
I think also, Mr. Sakamela can correct me here. the court would also determine the relation.
The relationship, yes.
Because parent does not necessarily mean biological parent. I mean, some are adopted, but those are their parents.
Yes.
You know, it's. I think it would. Remember, the judge or the magistrate is a human being.
Yes.
They would have to assess the case in its merits.
Correct.
Because I cannot imagine, the courts. It's just me saying a parent who came from out of nowhere, who never wanted to be, who was never parenting.
Yes.
Is now a parent. Do you get my point?
Yeah.
So this parent is now a parent because they need to be supported by you.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
It's unfair. And we always say the wheels of justice sharpens left and right, moves left and right. So what you do on the other side, you must also do.
So I want to believe, really want to believe, Bundle. I think it's just that maybe there is no particular case in this regard.
Yeah.
I want to believe that whoever the presiding officer would be would have to make a determination on whether this parent truly is or was ever a parent.
Based on the merits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Were they ever a parent or are they a parent by blood?
Exactly.
I really think so.
And thank you so much for all these participants.
Yeah.
It shows the impact
which
the legal junction does in the lives of people and the information which they learn every Thursdays when we are here.
True. Yeah. Yo, it's tricky. As I'm answering this, Mr. Sagamela, I was actually just reminded of an incident. I always say this to people close to me, especially ladies. For me, the issue of child maintenance in particular, nip it in the bud immediately.
Yeah.
Don't wait for years when you're bitter and, you know, over this parent who has not reached out and helped. Then years later when the child is like 10, you are like fighting them. Do it immediately.
Yeah.
And I say this because, and I've picked it up, I always used to say this to my sister and it's happened recently. While you're fighting the battle of the other parent not wanting to be involved in your child's life, and you're struggling, you're really having it hard.
Yeah.
And you don't do it legally. Years down the line, that same child will force matters to have a relationship with that same parent who refused to take care of them.
Exactly.
And at that point, you must remember that your battle is not the child's battle.
True.
You might be bitter over the fact that the other parent wasn't available or wasn't assisting.
Yeah.
But the child might not necessarily be bitter about it in the future.
Yeah,
all they might be wanting is a relationship with the parent.
True. And you see, this happens, Luko, mostly when there are separations. I normally see separated parents having to prove a point to each other pertaining the upbringing of the child. Some will try to even go to an extent of using money to buy
the love
of the child. You see.
Yep.
So it's very bad. We just need to understand that even if we separate, but we must be civil in terms of how we're going to deal with the issue of parenting. Because we may separate, but parenting will be there forever and ever.
That's true.
As long as we exist, we'll have to raise those children. We'll have to take care of those children.
Yep.
But you'll find that there are fathers that will say, no, man, I've parted ways with that woman. I don't want anything. I don't even want to hear anything about those children. And that's a very selfish and irresponsible thinking.
True. And umuntu uyazukuthi in the future, they'll go behind the back door and try and foster this relationship with this child again.
The child succeeds, maybe with sports, becomes this successful soccer player or becomes this big lawyer.
Yeah.
Now they come running to say, no, remember, you are my biological child.
Exactly.
But you do not have interest to even just buy bread or be there. Because remember, sometimes this maintenance, Luko, we once spoke about it, that it must start emotionally.
Yep.
You get emotionally attached first to these people that you are maintaining. Then it becomes easier
to take out your finances.
Yeah, to take out your finances. But if you emotionally you are not attached to these people, taking out money will be a very big issue for
you. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I think this is where we wrap it up. I don't know if you've got one more thing to share, Mr. SK.
Yeah, you see, Luko, next week I think we need to clarify or maybe educate law students.
Okay.
On what are the opportunities of studying law? Because it's said that most of us, we study law and we want to see ourselves in courts.
Only.
Here I am. I've studied law. Mm-hmm. I'm doing radio. So I think we need to give them opportunities to say, other than, and break this thing, being a prosecutor, being an attorney, being an advocate, what is the difference? What are the career opportunities in law? Who are paralegals? I think if we can just deal with that, because there's also paralegals that goes out there portraying themselves as lawyers.
I've heard. I've heard of them, and I'm just like,
yeah. So I think let's educate, because that's the main aim why we have the Legal Junction, to make sure that our nation is empowered when it comes to law. Because I always say this, Luko, to say, when man lives without law, man lives freedom. Without freedom.
Yep.
Are we signing out?
We're signing out.
Yeah,
we're
no, say shine out.
Thank you
from
so
myself.
Much.
The only lawyer of the radio. We're meeting again, same time, same place, next week, Thursday. God bless you. I love you. Peace.
And that's it. We give it a name. We call it a day. We'll try again tomorrow. God bless.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.